This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, friends. Shalom aleichem, bruchim abam. We're continuing in Mishnah Berurah Daf HaShavua. We're up to Siman Kuf Chaf Ches. We're in middle of Seif Lamed Zayin. Just want to begin by have regards for all of you from Rabbi Yisrael Meir HaKoyen, the Baal Chavetz Chaim. He wishes you all bracha v'atzlacha, and he gives you birchas kayanim, especially those who are learning Hilchos birchas kayanim. Simen Kuf Chav Ches, Sif Lamed Zayin. The Mechaber brings an opinion, a mumar cannot dochen. Some say if he does tshuva, he could dochen. There, the Bir Halacha brought a machlokes. Does that apply? Does this machlokes apply to Kohen Shahar Ages HaNefesh? And Sif Lamed, hey, the Mechaber didn't bring down such a machlokes. But some Achronim say it applies there as well. The Mishnah Berurah says in Sif Kuflam, Sif Kadon Kuflam, and hey, Yesh Oimrim Shem Asa Tshuva, V'chulu, Hainu Afilu Avad Avoidas Gilulim B'mezid. That is, even if a person worshipped idols B'mezid, Tshuva will help. Then, and by the way, the Ramah says, V'chein Iker Shem Asa Tshuva, it works. Which is interesting that in Sif Lamed Hey, the Ramah also said, Yesh Oimrim Shem Asa Tshuva Noisei Kapav. And he says, V'yesh lahakel, v'hachi nahog. But he didn't say, that's the ikar shita. You know, it's interesting. There, the Ramah said that there is a yesh oimrim that if a murderer did tshuva, he could dochen. The Ramah said, you could be lenient. And the minog is to follow that. Here he says the ikar shita is like the opinion that if you do tshuva, it helps. Just to review one more time, when it came to murder, the Mechaber did not bring down this Yesh Chalkim, which implies that he holds that by murder it's much worse because of the Sarva in Kategar Nasa Sanega, which is the opinion of Eli Rabbi the Mati Yehuda. But the Oilas Tamid and the Gra, who also sends regards, says that it's Muchach that the Mechaber is Soymech on the Yesh Chalkim. By the way, in terms of our Diuk, of why the Ramah here, well, let me just finish with the Bir Halach and have an interesting Ha'ara. Le'inyan Dina, the Ramah paskins l'hakel by a murderer. And he says that's the minhag, even b'mezid. The Prichadosh and the El Yarabah, they hold that by mezid you can't do tshuva. So I just want to point out an interesting Ha'ara. To write it down. And this is a Ha'ara which is not like the Oilas Tamid and the Gra, which is more mashma like the Elia Rabbah. Namely, in Sif Lamed Hey, the Rama brings down a Yesh Oimrim that if you do tshuva it helps, and you could be Makel, and that's the Minhag. However, in Sif Lamed Zayin, the Rama says more than that. The Iker Shita is a Masa Tshuva Noisei Kapav. I think there's a difference in the Rama between Sif Lamed Hey and Lamed Zayin. In Lamed Hey, he brings down a Shita. He says yesh, that you could be Mekel, and the Minog is to be Mekel, but he did not say the Iker Shita Lahalacha is that we're lenient. By a Mumar, he did say, and I think that's because of the Svar of the Be'er Halacha, namely, that in Kategar Nasa Sanegar, meaning by murder, the Iker Shita is not that we're lenient. The Iker Shita maybe is that we're not lenient. It's a Kula to be lenient. Here the Ramah doesn't say it's a Kula to be lenient or the Minog is to be lenient. The Ramah says the Iker Deya is that we're Mekal. In other words, like the Svar of the Be'er Halacha, and in that case, you know, you can't assume that just because the Mechaber brought down a Yesh Oimrim in Sif Lamed Zayin, that Yesh Oimrim would apply in Sif Lamed Hey. Okay. Sif Katan Kuf Lamed Vav L'divrei HaKoel Noisei Kapav. According to everyone, he could dochen. If an oines happened, everyone says he could dochen. What does that mean? Im nenas the way I call noisei kapav, says the Mishnah Berurah. Va'af de Rambam shu bal de'a rishayna, even though the Rambam, who's the first opinion that mumar lo yisas kapav, is the Rambam. The second opinion is Rashi and Rabbeinu Gershon, the Enam Asa Tshuva, Noisei Kapav. Even though the Rambam, who's the first opinion, writes Behedya, that if he served Avodah Zarah Ba'oines, he can't dochen. Hachamari B'loya Avodah Adayin, Rak Shehimer Dasei. That's talking about he just converted, but he didn't worship idols yet. Dahainu Shehoidol Avodah Gilulim, he acknowledged Avodah Zarah V'kibla Be'eloya, and he accepted as a god. So the Rambam says, Mumar, even if he just converted, cannot dochen, even if he didn't worship yet. Even though conversion is like idolatry, that if you do it intentionally, you chayv misa. If someone was coerced, makilim lenasiyas kapayim, will be makel for dochen, and kimda kapanim lo yasa maisa. So, when the Mechaber says, Vim nenas l'divar akol noiseyas kapav, so the Mishmur is bothered by a question. How could l'divar akol noiseyas kapav, but the Rambam, who's the first Shita, he says that ba'oines la'yisas kapav? The answer is, Vim nenas here is talking about if somebody converted and under a duress, they would be able to dochen. If somebody worshipped idols under duress, then the Rambam would say you could dochen, but the Rambam would disagree. Sif lamed ches. Shasa revius yayin bevas achas. If someone drank a revius of wine in one shot, lo yises kapav. Shasa'an b'shtei pam. If he drank it in two gulps, o shenasan sech matmaim, or dilu with a little bit of water mutter. Says the Mishnah Berura, revius yayin bevas achas. De birchas kayanim medaminon la'avoida. Birchas Koyanim, we compare it to Avoida, and the Avoida, you would be Chayiv Misa if you drank this amount. So too, by Duchening, if you drank Revius, you cannot do the Avoida. Now, this is very interesting, because when it comes to all Isurim in the Torah, even if you interrupt the Shasia of the Revius, it's still considered Shasa Kol HaShev Bas Achas. The Dershu brings from the Mizrahi that here it's different, because it's only Aser Tadochen if you drink Derech Shichros, like the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, who darshans the Pasuk Yayin V'Sheichar Al Teisht, that you're now to drink yayin derech shichros. But once you interrupt in middle, or you put a little water, this is not derech shichros. In other words, this is not going to help you when you drive. If you can't say, yeah, I drank, but I drank it in two gulps, or I put a little water. What's the lumdus of drinking in two gulps or putting a little water? It's not considered derech shichros. Okay.
Why does the lumdus have to do with the in drinking versus what your state of mind is?
Because there's no psul about state of mind. Nowhere does it say that if you don't have the proper state of mind, you can't duchen. It's not.
We have by davening the state of mind as an issue. Didn't we say that?
That's dafka for Shemana Esa. You don't have it for other parts of davening. Fakar, there's no din by Kriya Shema that a shasoi can't say Shema. It's only dafka oimed lefnei hamelech. So if it's so that doesn't apply to duchen. It's only no Shema is not oimed lefnei hamelech. No. Avoid lefnei hamelech is something else. This week's parsha, you know, you can't do the avoida shasoi yayin. Parsha Shmini. Yayin v'shechar al teisht. So that's a din. No, that's Derech Shichros. We paskin, that's Derech Shichros. The Gemara in Krisus and Daf Yud Gimel says that's only Derech Shichros. So therefore, if you interrupt by Berchas Kayanim, meaning for Shemana Esrei, this is not going to necessarily help you. What about if you drank Yayin B'toy Chasuda? It's Enoi Meshaker.
Okay.
it's Einoi Meshaker. So by tefillah, that is a heter. Einoi Meshaker is a heter by tefillah, but Derech Shichrus is not. Okay. Ma'at Ma'ayim, Rotzalem, Rishloha, Yayin, Chayrak, Mazg, Ma'at. Then it is Mutter, Debeche, Haigavna, Ba'mikdash, Yine, Chayiv. In the Mikdash, you won't be Chayiv. Veraki, Surah, Ba'alma. It would only be Asr to do the Avodah. In the Mikdash, you're only Chayiv Misa if it's Derech Shichrus. If it's not Derech Shichrus, it's Asr. Well, Achimines is Kapayim, which is more lenient than Avodah, then it's Mutter L'Charchila. So I wonder, regarding the Shir Revius, is it a Shir D'Iraisa? Let's say, according to Moshe, 4.42 ounces, or is it a Shir D'Rabbanan of 3.3 ounces? L'Maisa, this is a Din D'Rabbanan. But you'd only be Chayiv L'Chayra, I would say, it would only be Aser Teduchin if you drink the Shir D'Iraisa. Why? Because the whole Lamdus is that anything that in the Mikdash you'd be Chayiv Misa is Aser by Nesias Kapayim. Anything which is only Aser by the Mikdash, you're allowed to do L'Charchila by Nesias Kapayim. So L'Chayra, you'd only be Chayiv Misa if you drank a Shir D'Iraisa. So too, it would only be Aser by Duchening if you drank a Shir D'Iraisa. If you drank 3.3 ounces, it would be mutter l'charchila to duchen. That's what maybe it would come out. Okay, Rabbi Say, we'll hold it over here. Shkayach.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.